we would automate it going out and writing a script for Amazon Live, answering all these questions, going over to TikTok, writing some 15-second, you know, we did it for every social media thing, and it was so bloody simple and just absolutely loved it. It took hours and hours of work down into minutes. Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today, it is AI Wednesday, and we're going to be discussing how to create custom apps, custom software for your Amazon brands, how you can customize software to enhance the efficiency and the effectiveness of your Amazon brand operations, what kind of problems can custom software solve, and what are the requirements that sellers and agencies usually have. Welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Okay, like I mentioned, how to create custom software for your Amazon brands. It's going to be a good one. Our guest is a co-founder of DeltaLogic. DeltaLogic is a software company dedicated to exclusively to developing and most developing the most intelligent custom solution for different marketplaces and sellers. And first time guest is Jacob Wolitski. And we will get to Jacob in just a second. We're going to have a word from our sponsor first. And by the way, this is one that let's get this WhatsApp group on this call. It's going to be a great one. Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. And sit back, relax, and grab my cup of coffee. Enjoy the show. Welcome, Jacob.
Hello. Hi, Norm.
How's it going, sir?
Doing good. Thanks. Actually, I now realize that it's a lunch with Norm because probably in the US right now it's around 11, 12, right? And in Europe, like from where I'm recording from, it's already 6 p.m. So for me, it would be more like a dinner with Norm.
There we go. So this is a great topic. I've read about it. I've seen so much information about it. We've had one other person touch on this. But today, to go through these custom apps or custom software that you can develop to help with your Amazon brand, not if you're a service company, but with your Amazon brand, it does help service companies as well. But this is so cool. So why don't we start off with, you know, what is a custom app for a brand?
Sure, Norm. So actually, first of all, again, thanks for having me here, because I really like to have this opportunity to actually describe what actually are custom tools. Because when I started business, basically a custom dev shop, I was basically in a tech bubble. So I assumed that everyone know what is custom software, and basically that any tool, like if you're Amazon seller or brand, and if you sell on Amazon, you have all of those tools. Like you have tools from Helium 10, from Carbon 6, from Jungle Scout, right? Like there's many different tools, but each of them basically was built somehow, right? And we specialize in building custom software. So I'm really happy to tell you a little bit today, like how to actually build it from scratch. Like what does it take? How much could it cost? And basically answer all of your questions, because I know that there's a lot of misconceptions here, and it takes a lot of time to actually build one. So yeah, I'm super happy to talk about it.
All right. So I guess the first thing, the impact. So we're talking to Amazon sellers out there, e-com sellers, and I think the first thing we should know is, you know, what is the impact that custom software can do for a seller if they wanted to implement this.
Sure. So there's a lot of impact, and the way that you should look at custom software is pretty much literally the same as regular tools, because in the end, again, it's all about building tools, or those could be like a SaaS tools. If you have a community, you can resell them, or those can be just internal tools to help you with your internal operations, or pretty much everything related to selling on Amazon. So there's a different categories, and I want to be very organized today. So I think we should talk about them step by step, because this topic is really huge, right? So maybe regarding the I don't know, benefits, right, or the impact for regarding the sellers, I would focus again on two things. So one would be pretty much selling on Amazon, and the other thing will be anything related to internal operations. Because speaking of Amazon sellers, if you're a 7- or 8-figure seller, even more, probably you're not one-man shop anymore, right? Probably you have a team. You're using some internal tools. You're using some software for communication with your team, for communication with your suppliers and everything, right? So there's a lot of processes in your business that could be automated. And pretty much when clients goes and ask us to build something, pretty much we look very holistic on their processes first and see how we could automate them, right? So I like to speak overall about the impact. It's all about saving time. That's, I would say, like a biggest thing. And then obviously regarding Amazon, it really depends on an area, but it can be something that will increase your profit. It can be something that will help with your analytics. It can be something that will help, for example, track your competitors, or I'll just automate the whole, I would say, process of ordering stuff from your suppliers and putting it on Amazon or other marketplaces. This can be all done there from custom code, right? So again, there's a lot of things, and I would like to kind of tackle each of them separately.
Sure. So just so we can get a flow for this, are there 4 or 5 specific points that you want to start with? You know, starting out with step 1, step 2, step 3, or would you just like me to continue the way I am, asking questions?
I think it would be great if you ask the questions, but definitely one of the things that I can kind of lead is overall the process of developing the software, like basically from project idea or like software idea to actually launching the software, right? This is something that I can actually lead on, but obviously, Norm, if you have some questions first, then we can kind of start with them.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I'm an Amazon seller. I'm listening to this podcast and I'm going, all right, I understand the concept of what we're talking about. What do I do to even get started to get this process rolling? And actually, there's a question before this. At what sales should I have a certain amount of sales or a certain amount of people working in the company before I get started with this?
Mm-hmm. So yes, I think this is something that we should first start off. So overall, custom software is anything related to coding or simple like Zapier automation. So like connecting to APIs through those low code or no code solutions. This is all like, I call it all like custom projects. Mm-hmm. So those are tools that are like automations that you create that they don't exist. And when it comes to the size, I think that beginners or even like sellers that are below 7 figures, there's not really need to build tools, because I think that the software market is quite saturated. There are great tools on the market. As I mentioned, there are Helium 10, Jungle Scout, Carbon 6, and much more. Like they are all actually listed in the so-called Amazon App Store. There are different categories of the tools. like, I don't, this is something that not many sellers are actually aware of, right? But Amazon in the Seller Central, it has its own app store. And there are different categories. So for example, there's product listing. And then you below that, you have like product research and scouting tools. You have listing tools, automated pricing tools. There's inventory and shipping category with inventory and order management tools. So there's a lot of things. That's why I think that if you want to build something on your own, you really should aim for something that it's not there, because building a tool is really investment from your side, right? If you go to the app store and you pick the tool that immediately solves your issue, then you pay monthly, right? But if this tool doesn't solve all of your issues and you actually have some budget to invest and think about it long-term in like 2-3 years, then obviously it's worth the investment. So I would say that for smaller sellers, I wouldn't rush it. I wouldn't force it. I would first check if there are tools that solve your issue. However, we have some sellers that they hate basically all of the tools that are out there, and they just work with Google Sheets. And they asked us literally a few times if we could create a very small custom script that, for example, pulls orders, let's say hourly or weekly, and put them to Google Sheet. And this is like the smallest thing that we can do. Actually, I've recorded a YouTube video where I go step by step on how to connect to the API, how to write Python code that pulls orders from Amazon and puts them to Google Sheets, and takes like 30 minutes. Very simple thing, right?
No,
and
so this is also just custom code. I would like to interrupt you there just for a second. Sorry about this. But sure. You could also just go and you could go to ChatGPT and in plain English ask to get the Python code if you don't know Python. Is that correct?
You can do that. However, it's not that simple still. I mean, okay. Our developers, they are using ChatGPT and GitHub Copilot, which really helps with coding. However, if you are not a programmer, it might be just quite hard for you to run it or then put it to production. Like, you can write the Python code, yeah. Actually. Like, it will actually give you a nice Python code. However, it will probably crash if you try to deploy it and run it, right? So there's still like this little of the tech background that you need. And I actually know some people that coded Python scripts and it worked out. Mm-hmm. But I think the first thing would be more to go on YouTube and see if there's like a code tutorial for this. I've actually have like a whole playlist for selling partner API, which is the SP API. So this is the official Amazon API. Mm-hmm. You can do like all of the tools are built on that, right? And like in very nice examples, pulling the orders, changing the prices, like changing the feed on Amazon, like all of those kind of examples, I put them in a video. So I think this and ChatGPT, the combination of those two, this can actually make your script working.
Okay, very good. One of the things, so there's a couple of different things that you can look at as a brand. So let's just say from a selling standpoint, it might be repetitive tasks. It could be just a variety of things that make you go crazy. For us, we hired somebody at one point to streamline pulling in. This is when we were doing a lot with influencing. And so we would get the product in. We'd go to Amazon. We'd pull it in, the listing. We'd summarize it. And then we would automate it going out and writing a script for Amazon Live, answering all these questions, going over to TikTok, writing some 15-second, we did it for every social media thing, and it was so bloody simple and just absolutely loved it. It took hours and hours of work down into minutes. Yeah. It was so beautiful. And there was editing. But it just took that process, this automation. So that's just one simple thing that I can think of that we just did last year that took, we probably saved a month worth of work, you know, just by implementing that. And we hired somebody just off of Upwork that we were looking for and did a great job for us.
That's awesome. Then that's actually also how I started with Amazon at the first place. So funny thing is that I'm not a seller myself. However, now all of the clients, those are all businesses around Amazon. We went all in there. But my first custom script was actually from Upwork, and that was actually automation for one Amazon seller in the old MWS. So that was my first job and my first time with Amazon. Yeah. I think it was 3.5 years ago.
So there's a lot of sellers are saying, okay, and there's some great apps out there, right? Helium 10, Jungle Scout, they're still great for sellers and agencies. But I want to show sellers or explain to sellers, look, it's not just in those apps. Forget maybe not wanting to use those apps. I think you need to have one of those apps. But what are some of these other things that can help really improve efficiencies? Why should sellers start looking at this?
I think it's all about also having in mind that each business in the end is different. I mean, yes, we are all Amazon sellers here and we sell on Amazon. However, still, from what we see, from all of our clients that come into us, each business is really different. Like each seller has completely different approach towards Amazon. Some of them, they are using 5 different softwares in parallel. Some of them, they just using Google Sheets and they hate anything else, right? So I think that, yes, it really depends on how you run your Amazon business. But yes, anything is possible. That this is something that I always tell our clients, because sometimes they go to us and they say, okay, what software did you build? Because we'd like to first like learn more about this and then tell you, okay, we may want this and those features. And then I tell them that this is not really how this works. It's more about, okay, this is your typical process. You spent 5 hours per day doing this every single day, or you, for example, hired someone and maybe a VA that is working for you. And then those VAs, they are doing a lot of manual tasks, right? And with the custom script, you can pretty much really automate and put this human touch in different places.
Right. Yeah. So just to give another example of how one person, Steve Simonson, he's been on the podcast before, went and started to automate through, again, this is another custom script, is when his assistants or when his project managers needed an SOP, he just automated the system to get the ball rolling, kind of just fill in the blanks. And now he's got this app called SOP Box, which, by the way, I think is the best SOP generator in the industry, not only in this industry, in any industry. If you haven't checked it out, it's SOP Box, and Steve Simonson, his tech team put it together. So just a breeze. If you've ever tried to do policies and procedures and generate SOPs, you know it can take a ton of time. This helps just fill in the blanks. So that's another thing with a lot of the custom apps or software that you can develop. It's just filling in the blanks, isn't it?
Totally. And I can give actually you a very nice example. This is our French client, Carlab. They are actually selling custom products on Amazon. So they this is like a printing company. And what they sell is, one of their products is pretty much cups with a custom prints on this, right? And you can actually go to Amazon and modify them. And they what they really wanted, like what were taking them a lot of time, was that people were basically getting those orders through Amazon. They were, and they had to actually gather them from the Amazon and give them to their printing company. And this process was taking a lot of manual work, because they always had to, first of all, get it manually from Amazon, reformat it, because the orders that were coming from Amazon, they were not unified. I think the pictures, they were like in different formats. Also, the sizes were different. And so they were doing this manually, like in a Photoshop, they were like resizing it and changing it. So because they're a printing company, they were requesting it in this specific format. And what we did is we streamlined the whole thing, which saved them like literally like hundreds of hours per month, because they were doing pretty good amount of sales per day. I can't remember how many, but probably 100 or 200 orders per day. We've built a script that we're pulling the orders from Amazon with all of those additional attachments. It was formatting pictures in a specific format through the script and then sending it automatically to the printing company. So they had it on the FTP server. So that's like also one of the examples that there was simply no tool out there that could automate that, right? Like this is very specific and unique case also for the Amazon seller.
So I'm just, while you're saying this, I'm just thinking of another very useful app. And for us, so we use multiple images in multiple different social media on Amazon and wherever. And a lot of the times there's a process. So first of all, you have to make sure that the image is high quality. So you'd go out, you'd check it. If not, you could use, there's these companies out there. I've got a couple of them bookmarked, but they increase the resolution automatically. If it's a lower res, it'll increase it to a higher res image, and it looks fantastic. But then bringing it back in and making sure that you strip the metadata off of, well, the first one's okay, but any of the other, strip the metadata off and then add a field to add the metadata. And then you can upload it to wherever you want. Plus, you could add these images onto Amazon. And it's just a very simple way of doing it. Instead of wasting an hour trying to do this, that's something that could just take 2 seconds. So there is something, if you're listening right now and you've never played around with automation, one of the best tools, like everybody's heard for the most part of Zapier. It's awesome. Browse AI, another. But what I use on my laptop, on my computer, is Automator. Holy crap. Automator is so simple to use. And let's say you have, and this has happened. So I had all these images. So I needed to change the images. I wanted to say, this is just an example I did recently. All my Hawaii beaches. So all the beaches that I wanted to name the beach and just to like what year it was and the beach. So name that. I wanted to change it from the type of photo it was to a JPEG. Once I set it up, there was 3 steps and then I had a new folder for them. It took 2 seconds to change about 1,500 photos. It's crazy. So I just want people to think about that. And I'm curious if you've got, there's a bunch of people listening now. If you've got something that you just thought of that you'd like to automate, or maybe you've automated, let us know in the comments below. I know that Cool Hand has a question there or a comment, but I'd love to hear about this. Just if you are using it. Now we are at the bottom of the hour. And at the bottom of, if you're listening for the first time, the bottom of every hour, what we'll do is we'll introduce our prize of the day. So we provide that at the top of the hour, and it's called the Wheel of Kelsey. Usually our guest gives away a prize, or we do, but we always have a prize of something. Today, Jacob, you've got a great prize, and this is something that you don't do usually, unless you charge them some pretty big bucks. But what is that?
Sure. So actually for this podcast here, since we are talking about the custom software overall, about building new tools, I would love to basically give away 1 hour of a consultation with me, and where I will go step by step with your ideas. Like let's say that you have an idea that you want to build some tool. It might be something that literally, for example, if you are like selling on multiple marketplaces, it might be that you have thousands of different products and you want to, let's say that you sell 1,000 products on multiple platforms, like could be Walmart, it could be eBay, could be Amazon, and you change one parameter, like a title, and it automatically changes on all platforms, right? Just an idea. I'll tell you step by step on how to do it and what would will take to do it. So I'll give you like a whole quote, basically, and then you can decide if you want to build it on your own, if you want to hire a freelancer. I'll give you also like some great freelancers that we know, or you can directly go and build it with us. So that's something that I want to give away, Norm.
So that's priceless. If you're a seller and this is just an introduction, or if you know the real advantages to this, you know how much this is worth. So that is hashtag Wheel of Kelsey, tag two people, and you'll get a second entry. Now, I noticed that Pyro is here, and at the beginning of the podcast, Pyro, I was explaining about your experience with Afolabi over at Honu. And I just wanted to mention this, that you'd won the Tariff Terminator. Afolabi calls me up and he said, oh, we were able to do, it turned out really great for Pyro. They were paying 30% tariff, and we were able to get that down to 11.5, so 18.5%. They saved 18.5%. So just think about that. If you're bringing in 100 grand a year or $1 million a year, that 18.5% of your cost of goods being sold, that's not a bad little, savings. So anyways, I just wanted to congratulate Pyro. I'm glad that worked out for you. Okay, now let's just have a word from our sponsor and we'll be right back.
Are you, do you want to do the Colin Campbell's book?
Oh, okay. If we're going to do Colin, then it's a live thing, I guess. All right. So with Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat, I've mentioned this before on one of our other podcasts. It's probably one of the best business books that I've ever read. Now, it's not just me saying this. Sit back, relax, grab your cup of coffee while I go through this. But I just want to show you that this was the number one new release in starting business. This is on Amazon. Number one new release in entrepreneur management. Number one release in private equity. Number one release in business enterprise. Number one in not new release, number one in entrepreneurship, number one in startups, number one in starting a business, number one in strategy and competition, number one in strategy competition, both Kindle and hardcover, number one in e-commerce, number one in entrepreneur management. So it's both categories again, number one in business development and number one in business systems. Not a bad track record for his first time book. And I told him I was going to be doing this today. And I said, hey, can you give me just something that I can tell the listeners about the startup phase? And he says, yeah, I'll give you two quotes. He says, this is all Colin Campbell. He's the author of the book, a buddy of mine. He said, startup failures are the scars of the past that guide us through our new ventures. And then he said, here's another quick one that I tell entrepreneurs all the time: delegate responsibilities, not tasks. So that's Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. If you're interested in buying that, you can always go over to Amazon. They have a Kindle, very inexpensive, soft cover and hard cover. And I did this more because I thought the book was so well done that I wanted to give it some extra promotion. So check it out and see what you think of it. I'd love to know if anybody has read it. If you have, let us know what you think about it. Okay, so now let's get back. There we go. That's not bad, right? Not a bad track record, about 20 number ones for your first
book. You actually got me interested, so. Yeah, that's awesome.
So let's talk about the Now, let's say somebody's interested in doing a custom app. I think the problem starts off, or potential problem, would be just not knowing, you know, where to start and what the requirements are. So can we get into that? Where can a seller start? They're doing $1 million a year. They want to get a custom app. We've talked about, you know, you can kind of do the repeated tasks, but where do you start? What's the first step, second step, third step?
All right. So let's give an example. You might be, let's say you are a seller. You're selling like a very specific product on Amazon, and you're using some repricer. There's a bunch of different reprices, but some of them, they are quite expensive. Actually, I've seen some of the reprices that take also percentage, like they take the cut. So we had some sellers actually doing, I think, more than $10 million per year, and they were paying around like $1,000, for example, per month for the repricing software. So they came to us. They said, okay, I'm having this kind of case here. We're using this repricer. We're spending $12,000 per year for this. We would love to create like our own repricer with the specific rules, right? And we kind of know the rules. We know our competitors in this specific niche of products that we are selling in this specific categories. How to do it? Usually clients go, because we're talking about non technical clients, right? That they have zero idea about what's API, what's front end, what's back end, what's overall software engineering. So they go to us. We usually start with like this call, like we actually listen on what's their case. They just know that they want to build this repricer, and they know that they have the algorithm that they want to put in. So let's say that if your competitor's item is going up 5 cents, then you'll reprice your item, for example, and change it like minus 2 cents, right? Like, let's say this would be the simplest custom rule. Then we'll tell them, okay, we can do that. Just tell us first on how many marketplaces you are selling, how many products you are selling, and then we'll tell you how much it will take. And then we go with our developers. We take closer at this. So in this particular case, because it's very simple, I can tell you, I'm a developer. How I would approach this problem is I would first go to Selling Partner API, which is, again, the official Amazon API. And I would go there, and this is like a documentation page, and check how to change price for your items. And in the documentation, they will tell you right away that there's the so-called API endpoint where you have to do the request programmatically request with certain parameters, right? And the parameters would be your authentication token, means that this is that you are the one, or your account is wants to reprice a certain item, and then parameters like ASIN. And then, for example, price. Then we'll put this to the quote. We'll say, okay, this is how to actually do it. So we'll create like a custom script which authenticates with the ESP API, Selling Partner API, which periodically checks on your competitors. It checks if your competitors on those items that we are monitoring are changing prices. And if yes, then we will do the request under those certain conditions that we'll think of. And yes, we'll later on write this code, and we'll have to deploy it somewhere. So deploy means put it live. So it runs periodically. Like it can run 24/7. It can run like once every hour, once every 10 minutes. And if you do this, one of the very important thing is that you check the so-called the limit quote. So Amazon itself has its own limits. What it means is, if you want to reprice your item, you cannot do it, for example, 1,000 times per second, because the API will block you, right? So there's a lot of those small things that you actually need to know, but they are all written in a documentation. And yes, we'll build it. Or you will build it. You can ask your, like ChatGPT on how, actually, yes, as Norm, you said, you can ask a ChatGPT for some help here. I think it will do pretty good doing that, specifically that at this point we are so far away with the AI that you can actually feed it with the documentation. So it can actually learn and then actually can give you back the code. It might not be perfect code, but just for the sake of actually making it work, it will definitely work. And that would be it. Now you have your own custom repricer that you did for free, and you don't have to pay $1,000 per month, right? You just need to spend time and actually build it. But this is just like very simple example of how to do it from actually A to Z, which means gathering the requirements, going to the documentation, reading on how to do it, implementing phase afterwards, which is the coding, and then deployment phase, which is putting your script live so it actually works and it reprices your items.
Everybody's trying to save a buck somewhere. You know, we're trying. Amazon's always charging us a little bit more. There's more fees. People ask us all the time, you know, what can I do? I look at it, you know, saving, the first savings is probably in the sourcing. However, when you start taking a look at this and you're selling, like I'm talking about being an intermediate to an advanced seller, looking at something like that and being able to save $1,000 a month is crazy. And then you can just take a look at other tasks and other time that you're wasting, just delegating, and you can easily change this. It's offset though, and I want to make sure that this is really clear, that the amount of time. So if I went to a company like yours and said, all right, you know, do it for me, I don't have the knowledge to do this. Well, how do you offset the cost? Is it going to cost me 2 years worth of, you know, pay to like $12,000, $24,000, or is it fairly inexpensive to develop?
So that's always something that you need to answer your, and we try to actually do it over the first discovery phase to even check if this is worth for you to develop, right? So we calculate the actual time that you're right now spending and the cost that you are having, like for example using third party tools, and if this really makes sense for you to build, because reprices, like we've built very simple reprices with very simple logic. This is something that can be done even for like $3,000 to $5,000. So again, you pay once $3,000 to $5,000, and it just runs for your own specific case. But again, if you are spending $1,000 per month for repricer, in 5 months, 6 months, you're already making profit, right? So you should always look at this like building a house instead of like renting the house, or right? Like this is an investment that got its own, like it has the return over time. So we actually even built like one tool that was for vendor, not for the seller, but this vendor, it had a lot of disputes, and the vendor manager, it was going to Amazon Vendor Central, and it had to manually dispute all of those disputes. So there was this form to actually got the money back, because there was something wrong with the order, right? And the amount of those disputes it was, I think, around 5,000, right? So each form submission, it was still like quite fast, but it was like, let's say, 2 to 3 minutes. And we've built the tool that actually went through all of those disputes automatically and submit the form. That was the actual automation that was not done through the API, because that was not possible. That was the automation that logged in as a vendor, located the forms in the browser, and inputs the text automatically. And it did in a loop, right? So that was one-time thing, but this vendor got, I think, $300,000 back, and it cost them around $5,000 just to make this script. So again, you need to do your math, but in my opinion, if you are spending a lot monthly for some tools, then it might be the case that it's worth investment. Of course, we won't be able to build like a crazy tool, like, for example, Helium 10 tools, because they spend millions of building them and developing them over years. But in many cases, as I said, some of the tasks, they are pretty simple, and they don't need like some crazy AI in the background, like those AI buzzwords and all of the features that those SaaS companies, they try to give you. I'm not saying they're useless, but in most of the cases, you really don't need all of the features that they do for you.
So you've talked about the API, Amazon's API. Can anybody use that API, or do you have to be approved? And if so, how long do you have to wait?
Sure. So for the for the Amazon, this is something very important to mention. You have two APIs. One is called SPAPI. This is a selling partner API, so it's all related to Seller Central. Mm-hmm. And the other is advertisement API, and this is all related to ads on Amazon. So if you want to build, or if you want to have like your PPC automated somehow, then you, for example, you would need to use the advertisement API. Very funny thing is that those two APIs, they are completely separate. The Amazon teams that are working on those APIs, those are completely two separate teams, and those APIs also are built completely different. The selling partner API, so this is the old MWS. This API, for last 15 years, it was really, really hard to build. Like, it was incredible hard. Like, I've actually recorded a YouTube video first on the old MWS on just how to authenticate, like how to even register there. And this video is like number one on YouTube. Then once they released the SPAPI, they also made it incredibly hard. So I'm saying incredibly hard because just to make the request, they had like very hard thing to do. It was called like a Amazon signature. This is something that you need to like really do a couple of requests to do just one authentication request. And it was really like so many people, they were coming to us and they just asked to give them like a sample of code that they can work on later on because it was so hard. But around, I think, seven months ago, Amazon changed that and they made it super clean, super simple. They actually really listened to the community and changed that finally. So now it's much simpler. All you need to do for this SPAPI is to go to Seller Central, scroll down, or actually you can have it on the left side. It actually depends if you're in the US or in Europe because Amazon UI changes actually depending on the location. There's the tab called Develop Apps. You need to click there, and then you need to create your developer profile. Developer profile, this is something that you just need to fill in information on like what kind of app you want to do. But if it's for your private usage, they will give you the access right away. This is like no-brainer. It's easy. In the past, it was harder. Now it's actually super simple. Once you have your developer profile, you just click Create New App. You name your app. You get the tokens. And the tokens, those are basically important so you can talk to the API, you can do requests. Once you get the tokens, you're ready to actually create your first integration. So this is simple on the selling partner API. Again, it was hard in the past, now it's simple. But for the advertisement API, it's actually harder because you need to also come through like the registration process and you need to be the partner to Amazon. And this is actually much harder. And for example, when we are building some PPC tools and advertisement tools, we rather invite our clients to our account and they have access right away because otherwise you actually have to wait. And I think it can take even up to 1 month or something like this and they may not approve you. So advertisement API is much harder than a selling partner API.
So do you know right now, like GitHub or no code, there's different no code sites out there. Are there any websites that have Amazon code already that sellers can use and they have access to for either free or like GitHub? You know, you just go there, you grab a snippet and then, you know, you're off to the races.
Yes. So actually just on GitHub itself, I've published multiple different Amazon scripts. So,
oh, there you go.
And wow. That's what I said. I have a playlist with around 20 different YouTube videos on selling partner API and also on advertisement API with just code snippets. So you can go to GitHub, grab the code snippet, and if you actually got the token right from the selling partner API, you just play run in your code interpreter and your script should work.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we'll have to talk about that a little bit after the podcast. But as you mentioned, and I just want to point this out, that you have a very good, like, it's a give to get mentality. And you share this on your YouTube channel. And for people, I think Kelsey's put the YouTube channel in there, but there's so much information there that you can get, and it's all free. So if you're interested in expanding your knowledge about this, check it out. You go to the YouTube channel, and there's other channels out there as well. But I don't get anything. I don't have an affiliate. I don't have anything like that. I'm just saying that if you want to go and check this out, go ahead. If not, what I find a lot of the times is, why am I wasting my time if I'm not an expert? I just hire people, you know, and that's what I would do unless I'm really understand the situation. So I would call myself an intermediate to an advanced automator person, right? I can do that. But for some of the stuff that you're doing, my time's worth more than trying to figure this out on a Saturday, Sunday, you know, for a month. So this is something that I would try to do. Now, I don't know if anybody else has had any experience trying to do this and then going, oh, yeah, I should have started at the beginning by just, you know, jobbing this out. I don't know if you have anything more to say. And I know you're kind of in a weird position because you own a company that does this. And we have touched on it briefly, but would you start doing it yourself? Would just try to, you know, go to the GitHubs of the world and try to figure out the API, or would you just hire a company like yours?
So before I answer this question, actually, I can tell you one thing about the YouTube channel. So right now, there's actually official selling partner API channel from Amazon. And they really double down on the videos. They're trying to explain the API since, as I said, it was terrible and everyone that try to use the, especially the old MWS API, can tell you that it's almost impossible to integrate with. Because I've done those very simple tutorials, my YouTube videos, they are still ranking above official Amazon videos. And at one point, their team from Seattle, so their main development team, they reach out to us. They saw our profile, what we do, and they were asking us questions for, like, we are giving them feedback actually how to improve the API, because we had so many different custom requirements from our clients and we've done so many integrations that we realized, okay, this is not how we should actually create or like pull the orders. This should be done in a bulk. There should be this functionality, but this should be, for example, done in one API call rather than three API calls, right? Our developers were discussing it with their developers. So that's just very funny backstory. But I know that they have just now the official channel. So this is also one of the great resources. So that's one thing. And now answering your question, one of the reasons why people actually go to us is they actually first try to do it by themselves. They usually run through our YouTube tutorials. And at some point they just say, okay, yeah, this is a great tutorials, but it's actually too much. And they actually ask us to do the rest, right? So we give free value a lot and we only charge for the actual execution if someone is there to build it on a scale. And if I were about to build some app, I mean, this is a very specific case because I'm a developer myself. I would do it on my own. However, definitely there are businesses like ours. We are not the only like dev shop in the world, right? There's multiple dev shops, but the main reason is basically if you go to the company like us or like Upwork freelancers, is that you just don't need to think about it, because in the end, the development process is really tough. And even if something works in the first place, it may not work. For example, if you run it on a huge scale, right? If you actually do it locally, you test it on like 5 or 10 orders, it might not work on like 10,000 orders. It might crash. And this might be too much actually to for you. And it takes years in the software development world to learn on how to build scalable solutions and learn and use proper services that are offered, for example, by the Amazon Web Services to actually run it in parallel, right? So I would definitely look for the expert. One thing that also we do is if you are a developer or have like some development, small development team, but still are running into issues with selling partner API or advertisement API, because again, some of the things there are not quite well implemented. We also do consulting. So we also help and jump on a calls and actually show you how to do it step by step and go and actually go through your code and help there as well, right? So it's not the case that you need to develop stuff with us. We are also willing to just give our expertise and help you basically build it, but you are actually building it.
Okay, very good. Kels, we want to go through some comments and questions.
Yeah, we have a couple of comments and questions here. So first one is from CoolHand99. Creating custom software may not be needed below seven figures, but what about creating custom GPTs? Do you have any suggestions on building seller-centric GPTs?
Oh, the custom GPTs, I know that this is a big thing right now. And in order to build one, you don't even need to know how to code, right? Like you can literally go to the GTP store and like then and create your own, right? So when it comes to like suggestions, I don't think I would have. There's a lot of potential, for example, for like listing optimization or like rewriting the copy. I think ChatGPT is really, really great in like translating things among different languages, right? So if you're selling on multiple marketplaces and you want to translate your listings and have some kind of automation around that, I think the custom GPT might be something to look into.
And there's so many. I was looking on the weekend and our friends over at Pictory, they launched one, and now you can add a script and it'll just come up with a custom video. There's so many that are coming out to the marketplace. Check it out because everything's there. You can just, I don't know where they came from, but there's tons out there and there's just going to, you know, it seems like they're doubling every day. But something else to learn, and it's not hard to do. We had a guy on, Andrew Erickson, that came on. And he was showing what he was doing with it. Very easy to set up. So if that's something you want to check out for something, hey, you know what? It could even make you money one day. Who knows? But you might have a problem or a hobby or something that other people are have the same issue with, and you'll end up with a couple bucks in your pocket if you sell it or free, whatever it is.
Okay. Next is we have a comment from Howard. Challenging part is figuring out what tools are most effective and sticky. Mm. And then we have some takeaways from Rick here. What I would take away from this content, number one, as discussed, look at repeatable, time consuming and costly tasks as opportunities to automate. And two, also key, have confidence that software can do pretty much anything you can think of. This is typically a sticking point because non-developers are not super familiar with what can be done.
Exactly. And I think I can also like stop here for a second because all we actually see and know is what is already existing in the tools, right? So you always need to think outside of the box. And I think this printing company that I talked about, they had really unique process and they said, okay, there's really no tool because we have literally a custom printing company and Amazon, and we need to somehow connect those two pieces, how to do that, right? So I think that that's the main thing is like really know your processes at your company.
All right. I think that's it. We're going to go over to the wheel, but before we do that, contact information, Jacob.
Sure. I mean, when it comes to us, it's a super funny thing. But if you type just selling partner API, I'm pretty sure you will see my face all over the YouTube. But other than this, of course, deltalogic.com or my LinkedIn or my Instagram. I used to be tech influencer before building the dev shop. So I'm quite active on IG as well.
Okay, very good. Okay, so now comes a live read. Here it goes, and this is for Seller Basics. Hey, Amazon sellers ever faced account suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics, our Amazon Accounts Guardian, which is $99 a month or $89 a month if you use code NORM. Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your business from these challenges. Plus, the membership offers free legal consultation from seasoned e-com attorneys. No more long-term contracts, and you can just cancel within a month's notice. View Seller Basics as your Amazon Accounts health plan. Check it out at sellerbasics.com. And note, Seller Basics isn't an insurer or law firm. Consultations come from independent firms. Results may vary. Membership is needed before events leading to claims, and terms apply. All right, now let's get over to the wheel.
It's time for the Wheel of Health.
All right, who's going to be the lucky winner?
All right, so we're going to shuffle these up. We do this every single episode, so we're going to give this a shuffle and see who the winner is.
Probably and, Steve again.
No, it looks like it
a
is.
A drip. Drip. All right. Awesome. Very good. Drip got it.
All right. So, Drip, if you could email me, k@lunchwithnorm.com to claim your prize, I will connect you with Jacob. And thanks for entering, everyone.
Want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcast, click over here. Lunch with Norm.